Good, well, hope you had an awesome Shabbos. So this Shabbos, an idea that I recently shared in a Zoom class took on an even deeper layer of understanding. As I watched a really impressive young man turn bar mitzvah this week, I can still remember when he had his bris in our shul, and it's amazing to see how fast the years fly by. But this kid, coming from a really special family, has the potential for Jewish greatness. Now, a couple days ago on a Zoom, I shared an idea about how at the end of the building of the Mishkan, Moshe had to make an inventory, an accounting for everything that was given, and show how it was all used to the very last shekel. And in that Zoom, which I will include in the link in the podcast notes if you want to watch it, I explained a beautiful idea from Rav Moshe Feinstein about how it is really a life lesson that one needs to take stock of all the resources that God has blessed them with, be it time, finances, skills, and make sure that they use it and use it well. But the truth is, when seeing this young man with such great potential, with so many gifts that Hashem had blessed him, you realize that the goal of life is not simply to make an accounting of all the blessings that you have and use them, but you realize that because of all the blessings that you have, you can serve as a tremendous blessing to the community and our people as a result of that. See, all of these resources that Moshe was accounting for could have been used for many things. They could have been donated by the Jewish people to build many different things, but they chose to donate it to build a holy structure, to connect to Hashem and their Judaism through it. And so too in our community, when we go ahead and use any of the resources we have, we can build lots of different things. The question isn't what can we build, it's what's the value and the importance of that which we're building. See, we're not asked simply to ensure that we use all our gifts, but that we use the gifts that we have in a way that builds our Jewish life and community and our mission, our personal and collective mission. But if we take it one step further, I think that there's actually a phrase in English which is often said when one has a lot of ability and power, but it misses the mark. See, we often hear the phrase that with great power comes great responsibility. But in truth, it's more than that. It's sweeter than that. In reality, with great power comes great potential and comes great purpose if you use it wisely. And that's what we want in life, purpose. The goal in life is to take inventory of all the riches that Hashem has blessed us with and then ask ourselves, how best can I use those gifts to help further his mission through me? Now, I believe this young man is definitely capable of that. And the truth is, so is each and every one of us in our own way. Take an inventory of what you've been blessed with in life, then think, how best can you use that, be it skill, money, or even just time, and to do something holy and something great with it. And on that note, wishing this young man Philip mazel tov on his bar mitzvah, wishing you a good tvach, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.